Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want to know what we've raised so far?
No, I want to wait till the very end of the show, and I want it up. I want like a grand total.
Okay.
Have you consumed any pickle juice yet?
No, I've had three pickles though.
Yeah,
I've had three as well.
I've only donated $10. I need to throw more money in there.
Me too.
You haven't thrown any in there, have you?
20.
I don't believe you.
I did. I gave 20.
I'll throw more 20 more in there.
There you go. It's for me. The most famous dogs on Instagram are here. Ribby and Piper.
Shout out to my dogs. They're listening right now.
Hey, girls.
I love those dogs.
Me too. They're fantastic dogs. You think there's a difference between driving high and driving drunk?
Yes.
There really is.
Yeah, I don't think either one is okay.
Right.
But
if you had to do one.
God, if I had to pick. There's a lot of professional people who drink and drive.
Well, let's not act like we haven't done both.
Right. Let's not act
like.
Right.
If you had to do it, I don't know what it would be like.
I've done both, and I found that when I've driven drunk, I take unnecessary chances, I speed recklessly, and I should say this in the past tense because I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
I would, in the past, take unnecessary chances, speed unnecessarily, and do really stupid things and think that I was indestructible, much like you do everything on alcohol. And on the weed, it's not right. You shouldn't do it. Your judgment is impaired, but your focus is really heightened.
For some people.
But again, you should not drive when you are impaired by anything.
You're still altering your state of mind behind a motor vehicle.
Right.
The paranoia is so high, though, when you are on the weed that you're most of the time driving the speed limit and freaking out anytime you see a white car behind you.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, the one time every time I thought I was going to die of a grabber, it was because I was high driving and there was a cop behind me.
Or you're listening to a rap song that has a siren in it and then you really freak out.
That's the one right there.
What?
You know, I wanted to do the sound thing.
I like that.
Thank you.
Somebody wanted me to do a live He Gone because he was actually an umpire for high school baseball.
You had a high school umpire and you didn't bring him up. Thank you, sir, very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good man. How much did he give, Kevin?
Did he drop off his demo? What is that?
Oh, he'd do a benefit. Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Undertone, Mannequins and Maniacs. All right. Here, take that back. We've had an overwhelming amount of people come out here today with their benevolence, giving charitable donations, taking pickles, taking lemonades.
Just so you know, when you didn't believe this was going to happen today, when everybody was doubting it, Promo John believed.
He did.
I did believe, and really, Seth believed more than I did, though. I mean, when we were here and the tents were flying away and pretty much the thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment was like in 3 inches of water, I had my doubts.
Well, you guys really stuck with it, and you helped create one amazing day. I want to thank both of you.
Watching from the window up there as you guys were, the rain poured down, it was quite the sight.
It really was.
You know what's crazy, though? When we came down, when I decided that I was going to come down here, there were people down here. The rain wasn't going to stop people from donating today.
No.
It might have stopped us from broadcasting down here temporarily, but it wasn't stopping anybody from donating.
I know Lilu Love tweeted us that she was down here getting wet.
Yes.
I saw it.
You see what he did there?
I do. Well, I see what he does all the time. I know what he does.
That was her. That was what she tweeted.
I really try to keep the show on the high road.
Yeah.
She was down here getting wet.
I really try to keep the show rain upper level, and there's Gio dragging us right down in the gutter again.
She was sopping by the time she left.
Damn it, John.
See, John, now you can never join the show.
That was a test. You failed.
I know that I've talked about wanting to get you on the show. Because I like you a lot. I think you have a lot to offer, but I can't have you on if you're going down in the gutter like that.
Actually, but you know.
What?
The EVVT fed me. What are you doing? Why are you smudging my sunglasses?
His eyes like
why?
That.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Why'd you do that?
Just trying to mix it up.
Fancy Target sunglasses. Come on down to the parking lot, though. We'll be here until at least 6 o'clock, probably a little bit after, collecting donations for our very good friend, Soul Brother Kevin, who is in need of another kidney. We'd love to see you down here and help us get to our goal. I don't think we're quite at our goal yet.
I think you're wrong.
Really? Are you counting the 500 from Pin Chasers?
No, I'm not. The 500 from Pin Chasers is not in any of our counts at all, and we will still reach our goal today and surpass it.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
What are we at?
You didn't want to know until the end of the show.
I want. Why don't we bring Sober the Kevin over?
Okay. We have to do a final tally. Did a tally about half an hour ago.
Right.
Do you want to know where we're at then?
Yeah.
We're at 2,600 then.
Okay.
And we have all that money that we haven't counted yet.
A lot of people have come up since then.
It's true.
So the goal was 3,000. I think we're going to get that.
I think we're going to be closer to 5.
Really?
Personally, with the 5 with the and five what's in
well,
there.
Not,
and
easy.
I'm sorry. I had 5 in my head. I'm shooting for 5. I think 5 is very possible.
Let's not throw the 500 from Pin Chasers in there just yet.
But, I mean, it's a given. They're going to give that money.
I know.
Well, then why can't we throw that in?
Because this is actually money that we have right here in our hands today.
Right.
And then do we just give the whole jug of money to SBK and he's just putting a jug in the trunk of his car?
Take home?
I don't know.
How do you explain to a cop that you've got $3,000
in cash
in a water jug in your trunk?
Well, you see, I need a kidney.
I mean, he's going to be in jail tonight. There's no way anybody's going to believe that he needs a kidney.
That's true. I wonder what they're at kidneyforkevin.com right now.
Are you looking on your iPad?
I'm going to try to as soon as I can establish a Wi-Fi connection.
So do we know, like, what the going rate for a kidney is? Is there, like, a hard number?
I'd get you one for $5,000.
Soul Brother Kevin said the whole thing would take $200,000 to $250,000, the whole surgery and process of it.
Whoa.
I believe.
So we're close.
You with us, Carabba?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I can't get a Wi-Fi.
I know. I see X Videos is coming in clearly, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just click on Best Videos of the Week.
Thank you. I will. But what if I want categories?
I don't know, man. They have categories, but I'm not into that whole scene.
You want to know what's got me is the babysitter with the mom and the dad and the babysitter?
Yeah. You like that?
I just kind of discovered it.
I did not know that was a thing. Mom, dad, and the babysitter?
Mom, dad, and the babysitter.
That's a new twist.
That's an old favorite. That's not a new twist.
Well, I mean, it's a new twist for those of us who aren't on that site every day.
Correct.
Oh, well, sorry. Some of us have some time in the morning after we're done prepping the show.
Well,
what are you doing? Biking and spending time with your son?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, well, I don't have a son, so after I bike, I've got some free time.
I'm biking, spending time with my son. I'm trying to negotiate this very difficult girlfriend situation.
Okay, no, hey, I understand.
And I haven't had a lot of time to... view the 30.
Well, make time.
I can't feel good about carving out time for pornography.
Why not?
I'm an
what do you have
father.
An iPad for? It's strictly
I
for watching.
I keep it here at work. I don't even have it at home.
Strictly for watching porno.
I can't watch it on his iPad.
I do feel bad that my kids always ask to play my iPad, and I also do stuff on my iPad.
Do you have to clear your history? Do you clear your history?
Oh, yeah.
Do you wipe
time.
It off after?
Yeah, of course. What do you think? I'm kind of savage?
Know. I just envision
of course
like
I do, man. Jeez, yeah. what do you think I am over here?
I
do clear the history, and there's been a couple times where I've... You know, my daughter's taking my iPad, and I thought, oh, my gosh, did I? So I've jumped up and grabbed it out of her hand right, to make sure, and I have.
Check out today's Clip of the Day for Drew Garabo Live, where Promo John asks Gio a probing question about his iPad. No, it's not going to be it.
No, that's not going to happen.
I think it should be us presenting Soul Brother.
Do we have another break? Do we have one more break?
No, this is it.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
Well, we should get SBK over here.
Show's over.
All right, John, will you count up the rest of the money
and then
whisper it in my ear gently?
Yes, I'll grab Kevin as well. Thank you, guys.
While we're doing that, thank you, Promo John. While we're doing that, I want to share Linda and Rob's story for One Blood. I will be a blood donor soon. Linda and Rob's story reads like this. I am a first-time blood donor. I lived the 67 years of my life without ever donating or receiving blood until my precious granddaughter was donated with a life-threatening disease and needed a life-saving blood transfusion. I wanted to do something in a situation that I was helpless to change. My physician brother suggested giving blood. In that moment, I understood the extraordinary need and nature of giving blood. It is the most intimate of gifts, yet it is given anonymously. Giving had always been a very personal experience for me. In that moment, I became anonymous. One Blood is phenomenal. You can share your power, and it just takes a couple of minutes. Seth is a donor. I'll become a donor soon. They screen you before you give your blood, so it's a good way to see if you've got any diseases or anything.
They actually called me when I was out here today to donate blood.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're after me, too. They said, we want you to be a donor. I said, you're a partner of mine. I will become a donor.
It's about time. We should go together.
Okay. I mean, it's right up the road.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
It's like a couple's massage, except you're giving blood.
Two bros, one needle.
Yeah. Not with Garabo.
No. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've done a couple's massage, by the way. Very weird.
Yeah, no, I feel like there's pressure to talk when you're in a couple's massage.
It was just super weird. Like, we had an Asian couple, and, like, the lady was working on me, and the dude was working on my wife.
Oh, you let a dude work on her?
I mean, what am I going to take the dude?
Did they switch up?
No, it's just they.
I would do a I would do a halftime switch up. I wouldn't want a dude working on my lady for an hour.
Well, wouldn't she supposed to be okay with a lady working on you for an hour?
Yeah, she is. She's okay with that.
Okay. Anyway, share your power. 1-888-9-DONATE is how you do it, and that's how.
when Phoebe was begging me to go get a pedicure with her and I finally caved and went and did it, I started freaking out because the only people that were available was a guy and a girl, and I thought that I was definitely going to have the guy. I started sweating. I was like, there's no way I'm going to let a guy mess with my feet. I barely want a lady to do it, and
right.
Luckily another lady became available, and then a lady took care of her, and a lady took care of me.
That's good.
That's very good.
Because you don't want a guy messing with your tootsies.
Would you rather have a guy give you a massage or give you a pedicure?
Pedicure.
Okay.
Are his hands calloused or are they soft?
Oh, they're soft.
Oh, okay. Then I can go with massage.
Massage? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
If it's The Rock, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
Does he tell you good stuff?
Right. Yeah, good stories.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's okay. This is cool.
Yeah. I don't want a dude rubbing me down. I can handle working on my feet. But then again, you got to look down. And
they rub your calves and there's probably more conversation.
Rub your calves?
Yeah. That's part of it.
He's down there just looking up at you.
That's too far.
Okay. If he's giving me a massage, I'm face down. That's up.
Well, and then you're going to have to flip over.
Flip over?
When you get a massage, you have to flip on your back.
And keep the towel steady.
Yeah.
I'm not very steady.
That's why I'm always nervous when they tell me to flip over.
Ooh. I just close my eyes, so I guess I would go massage. Because if he's doing the pedicure, then, he's looking up at you and there's something very...
I know SBK gets pedicures all the time.
No, I don't. Man, you don't want to see my feet. But this guy, Seth, has some nice feet.
He does.
Like, I'm envious.
Thank you.
I want your feet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's nice after he showed me his toe last week, and then I showed him my feet. He said, those are some nice feet.
Oh, they're awesome. Good.
Is that guy periscoping right there?
I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
You are periscoping?
Cheers.
Are you periscoping?
Yes.
How many followers do you have?
I don't know about followers. Maybe about 35, 40.
How many people are watching right now?
It's cool. We'll take it. Eight people are watching.
Why don't you just go hand your phone to eight people and have them?
It's cool, though. I like it. I'm so anti-Periscope.
Okay, man. So we've got like 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
Kevin, we are getting an updated total. Our goal today, we set our personal goal of $3,000. I will not say whether or not we met that goal. John is putting together the grand total to get the ball rolling.
SBK, and he's right, because I thought the same thing. Today wasn't really about how much money we raised.
Right.
It was about the show of support from all the listeners and the company we work for and the radio station.
It's been amazing.
It has been great. The amount of people who have come by and said hello, the amount of people who have come by and given donations just to show some love. I'm proud to work for this company, proud to work with the people that I do, all of them. You too, Kara. I sent her an email.
Good.
And, I'm immensely proud of what we've done here today, and we couldn't have done it without a lot of people's help. All the promo tech guys, our sister stations, 97X, Hot 101.5, and the Eagle. Seth, you spearheaded this, and you were amazing.
I did. Does Kevin know I spearheaded this?
No, he spearheaded this.
Do you know I spearheaded this?
Yes, you're on Periscope now.
All right, yeah, but
I hate Periscope.
No, I hate Periscope. It's what,
you're on it.
You know, I know. I hate Periscope because it's just a way for people just to tee off on how you look. So.
Get a brush, loser.
I get home last night, and Phoebe was watching Gio's Periscope when we were in the office, and she filled me in on the comments, which were, I have a huge head, and I look homeless. Two things I am very aware of, so thank you very much, Periscope World.
I'm sorry that I
nice
that.
White shirt, loser.
I mean, really, those are like, hey, Seth, you look great today. I'm so glad you decided to flip the Periscope on you.
Like, Seth is
so I could praise you and pump you up. It's none of that.
I saw Seth is adorable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was from a dude, though.
Yeah, it was Mike Alta.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Michael.
So we're going to get our updated total from Promo.
Let
John.
Me go get that total.
He's counting cash right there. Right, same with Strutzman. We're getting ready to wrap this up. It's 5:51 in the afternoon. Weather is still beautiful. You can still donate online, kidneyforkevin.com. Or DwightHowardGrabsTheD.com. It'll redirect to that. So brilliant that you got that.
Hey, man, I saw it. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he'll grab the D.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. NBA draft tonight, but I couldn't care less.
Oh, no.
My zeal for the NBA is gone. There's me and Kevin. Hi, everybody. Hey, K-shirt, loser.
No, getting a lot of LODs on it,
all right.
Man. And
like
somebody
that.
Says, make Kayla twerk.
Oh, all right.
She'll do that.
Hey, Kayla, will you twerk for Instagram?
Or Periscope.
Might be Periscope. Will you twerk for Periscope?
Yeah. Why?
Kevin's got the Periscope.
Come on.
Hold on.
Kayla. Kayla. Kayla.
Twerk.
Twerk. Twerk. Twerk.
Twerk. That's not twerk.
Boo.
All right. You just want to bang on the drum all day. We're waiting for the updated total from one Seth Kushner. He's counting the money.
He looks concerned.
This is a big moment for us right now.
It'll be over 3,000, right?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
We don't know. It's a mystery. Remember, 2000? It's not about the money.
What was the last update you had?
I don't know. What was it?
I don't know. I've been running around all day, so.
It's about creating awareness.
It's about showing love and support.
Because you're going to get a checkup now.
Yes, I'm going to the doctor.
Yep. Awesome.
I'm probably going to go
You actually agreed to?
Yes.
When are you going?
I will make an appointment for next week.
Okay.
I will make an appointment and get a physical because I want to take care of my health for my son. I want to tribute and honor you guys. So
awesome.
I will do this.
I can't wait for the doctor to say, you don't exercise much, do you?
He wants to let me no, he couldn't make it out. I don't know the website. Wants some that's what happened.
No, yep. Give Dick a rest tonight?
Nope. No, give a dick a rest. He ruined it. One bad apple ruined the whole bunch for everyone. The Billy Madison show will be up next at 6 to 8. Don't forget our good buddies in the Bone Daily Rewind show will be after that. You got Johnny B, Cat Named Mo, and Nervous Jared. Nervous Jared out here showing some support. We appreciate that very much. I see Seth and John counting the money. There's Nervous Jared right there showing some support. We appreciate that.
How gnarly is his beard, by the way?
I love it.
It's thick.
It's a great beard.
It's thick, though.
Wish I could grow a beard like that.
Yeah.
He looks like a short, white Kimbo Slice.
He kind of does. Slice of white. Kimbo Slice of White.
Slice of White.
Slice of Angel Food Cake. All right. Seth's still
I think they're still totaling the amount.
A lot of drama right now as we work.
I'm looking for a thumbs up or a thumbs down or... Oh, there's a middle finger. That's not what I was looking for.
All right. We're getting closer to the end of the program.
Does anybody else wish that we had, like, a drum roll? I feel like we need that right now. You're...
What?
I don't know how you do noises like that. Like, your sounds are great.
I was a very bored child.
Is that it? Is that how you perfected the punky chuff?
Yes. Donations are still being counted.
Kevin, what is your prediction?
I have no idea what I have no idea what the total.
You haven't heard anything all
Not
day.
Not one update all day.
If you had to guess, let's set an over under I'll set the over under at 3. What do you think?
Oh, I was gonna say 2,500.
2,500.
So I'll take the under. Drew, what do you think?
I am not gonna say because I know.
You know?
Yes.
Did he just text you?
No.
Oh.
I already know though.
How? We still got donations up until like 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Because I know. I know.
No.
Hey, man, because I know.
All right.
A jelly bean counter, basically?
Yep. I can look at a bag of a bowl full of jelly beans and tell you how many are in there. There's a mom burning heaters with her daughter right there. Dad's burning heaters, too. That kid's got no chance to live to 16.
No. I think Seth's coming over. He's got a total.
Uh-oh. Here comes Seth.
He's periscoping it up.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm addicted.
Seth, how did?
Oh jeez.
Oh jeez.
All right, you want the pin chasers money involved in this? Okay. Today we raised for SBK $3,700.
Man, that's amazing.
Tell those losers burning heaters to stop looking over here. Well, congratulations to you, Kevin. Thanks for being a part of this, man. You know we love you.
Drew, I appreciate it, man. Yep. The outpouring of love and the support, man. I really think, you know, like, it's going to get rougher before it gets better,
yep.
The process and everything. But, man, I have something to draw on now, yep. Like the strength from all the people that are supporting me. So I really appreciate this.
Dude, we are here for you every step of the way, man. This
awesome.
Is just the beginning, and we are here to be your support system, man.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Seth, great job setting this up. Kayla, Gio, thank you very much. Thanks to everybody in our promo tech team. Thanks to Promo John for the lemonade. Thanks to the Chill Dill for the pickles. And thanks to everybody who stopped by, made a donation, or stopped by kidneyforkevin.com and made a donation online. Y'all have a good night. Be safe. And Billy Madison shows up next.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone. Now. Another traffic update.
And this update being brought to you in part by Stingray Chevrolet Bartow. Another accident on 275. This one's going to be northbound before you get to the I-75 merge. Couple accidents along US 19 going to slow you down. One's going to be at Drew Street, and the other one's going to be northbound just south of Bel Air Road. Good news from Wesley Chapel Nissan. The buy one, get one sales event is held over for a limited time. Buy any new Altima and get a Sentra or Versa note at no additional cost. Get all the details and see the deals now at WesleyChapelNissan.com. From the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center, I'm Mr. Bill on 102.5 The Bone.
Get real, raw radio. All day long on The Bone, Shannon and the Soul Brother can now be heard middays from 11 to 2, followed by Drew Garabo Live, now on from 2 to 6. Head to theboneonline.com for the full schedule or keep listening to your favorite shows anytime for free on the 102.5 The Bone app. Real, raw radio. Only on 102.5 The Bone.
I'm Brian Danahy, General Manager of Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa. Passion starts with desire, and if you desire the ultimate luxury vehicle, then head over to Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa. We'll reignite your passion with a completely reinvented 2015 Cadillac Escalade. Come in and see why it's the crown jewel of Cadillac. Escalades are available now. Hurry in and schedule a test drive today. On Fletcher, just west of 275, click EdMorseCadillacTampa.com.
The Coke Zero 400. It's where American pride meets NASCAR history. This year, you can catch a glimpse of NASCAR history yet to come with the all-new seats and all-new views of Daytona Rising. And be sure to stick around for one of the Southeast's largest fireworks shows after the race. Kids 12 and under are $10 for the Coke Zero 400, powered by Coca-Cola, Sunday night, July 5th. New seats are selling fast. Guarantee yours now at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. When you log on to TobaccoFreeFlorida.com, you can connect to WebCoach, a free online program that's confidential and customized. WebCoach helps you create a quit plan that's right for you. You may also qualify for free nicotine replacement therapy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for staying with us on the Drew Garabo Live featured cut of the day. Here's a little hidden track for you. Bye.
The Chainsmokers, fresh off a set at the Sunset Music Festival, a festival that made me feel more old and out of touch than I've ever felt in my entire life. What an experience that was.
Did you have
weekend.
A good time?
Yeah, you look great in all that rave gear.
Thank you. Yeah, I like the hat, the glow sticks. I had a good
Sorry,
time.
Boots.
Yeah, it's good for people watching. That's what I find.
Like, absolutely.
For social experiments, I find it was really enjoyable. I can't imagine immersing myself in that culture, but you guys do. How do you feel like, normal in a world of teenagers running around in their underpants?
I wish that it existed in the form, in the sense that it does now when I was 16. Not so I could wear furry boots and my underwear, but
right.
So I could look at all the girls.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I had no excuse to get the girls in high school in that sort of outfit.
Girls
you know
didn't
mean?
Wear that crap when we were younger.
No.
Well, I'm like 20 years older than you are, and like I was trying to tell some people over the weekend, I'm like, well, back in my day, we had Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
There was Jane's Addiction. Yeah. And it was crazy. But people still wore clothes.
No, but people like, come up to you like, yo, what's up, man? I'm Stefan. I've been like a big fan of yours. Can you, this is my girlfriend, like Jenny, can you take a photo with her? And she's like, literally just in a thong. And you're like, hi, Jenny.
Very nice
just
to meet
like,
you.
How'd you let her leave the house like this, dude? Come on.
I know. Like, do these girls like put on full outfits and then like in front of their parents and then they get in the car? They're like, time to take all of this off.
Yeah, they must. That's God. The only thing I can think of. Otherwise, the parenting in this town is just,
horrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Probably both. The parenting in this town
exactly.
is pretty horrible. Did you guys have a good experience at the Sunset Fest, though?
Such Absolutely. A great time. Yeah, the set was great. And then we got to like walk around, which is always really nice, and see other people's shows. Because too often not, like, you really get inspired by a lot of the other acts that you see. And like we saw like Flostradamus murder it, you know, Porter crushed it, Dubs, our homies that we have a track coming out with, they were just like phenomenal. So it was really fun.
Cool. Yeah. It was an experience for sure. I was there when Skrillex went on, and then later on that night at the amphitheater, he just jumps up there and the place was going off. And Tampa seems to be a pretty good hotbed for EDM.
It was funny because like we know Sonny, we've met him a couple times, but we're not like homies with him. We haven't like had opportunities to really hang out with him that much, but he's always had the reputation to be like the nicest guy.
Yeah.
So when we were waiting in the hotel lobby trying to get rooms because the hotel was all booked out, and they were like, it's going to take some time. Drew's like, we're like, oh, you want some coffee? I'll go get us some iced lattes. So I go to Starbucks, and Sonny is right in front of me, and I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, Sonny? Good to see you, man. He's like, oh, how you doing? He's like, you want a coffee? I was like, I'm supposed to get Drew a coffee too. I can't like ask him to get two free coffees. You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, just one iced latte would be great. And he like buys it to me. I'm like, damn. nice guy this guy is. and then I wait for him to leave, and I go back in line and order the second iced latte.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, what do? I ask Skrillex to buy me two coffees?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's like, greedy bastard. Like, I already offered you one. I'm not going to buy you two.
I listen to you guys on Sirius, and you guys have a good radio presence. It's a fun radio show, a nice mixture of a little talk, a little comedy, and a little
Thank
EDM.
You.
I can't believe they still let us have those shows, to be quite honest.
Yeah, but, and you know what? There's a spirit of it of like, God, I can't believe I'm getting away with this, but I think that's what Sirius is for in the constructs of regular radio, which I pays my bills, so I guess I can't trash too much, but there's so much structure and so much garbage that you have to do.
Sure.
You guys actually sound like you're having a good time doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a really nice combination of that. Yeah. But it's funny because like every week we start the show with, so we're back again. Did you get fired? That's literally every show starts like that. And I'll email them, like I'll get insecure about it and be like, yo, for real, like, are we okay? And they're like, yeah, they love you.
Great.
And I'm like, all right. We're going to keep doing it then.
Yeah. And then every week you show up and the pass still works to get in the building.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Score, bitch! We're here with Alex and Drew from Chainsmokers. They are doing their first AMA, which stands for Ask Me Anything, today at 4 o'clock on Reddit. What kind of questions are you expecting?
Hopefully good ones and not just getting trashed or something. Like, spend like an hour and a half defending ourselves that like selfie isn't what we're all about. But it's exciting. I mean, everyone swears by it. Obviously, like, I've seen a lot of other artists do Reddits and they've seen like they're really positive things.
Yeah.
So we're like nervous that it goes well, but I think it will be a good experience.
I'm hoping like a lot of nerds go on there and just ask me like production questions,
right,
and we can make it about that.
Oh, I'm sure that won't happen on Reddit. No, there'll be no nerds on Reddit.
Yeah.
When a song like Selfie explodes like it did, like you guys probably did it very tongue-in-cheek, kind of like as fun thing, but then you see it kind of explode like it did. Does that get annoying, or are you just so grateful that so many people get to hear your music?
I think a hit like that, especially from like, you know, a relatively unknown artist like us, is like something rare, and you have to embrace it.
Yeah.
And we definitely did, and it's the ride that we've been on for the past year since it came out has really kind of formed our perspective of how things are going to go forward.
Sure.
And our new song Good Intentions is such a far departure from that song. It's it's just exciting to like have harbored such a big fan base because of that song. You have to like, you know, kind of respect it.
Yeah.
And now we can do more of what we're interested in going forward with.
It's really funny. In the SoundCloud description, I was like, we always put like four fun facts or something, just like random stuff that like that are just interesting to learn about us. And I did like four things that were like started out with good intentions that we did that ended
horribly.
And like Selfie is number one.
Yeah.
And then like American Idol is number two.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was
the threesome we had with our girlfriend was number four.
Oh yeah. Those are good. Good on paper.
Exactly.
Yeah, the actual execution of them. I never how it works on the pornos. I've been lied to my entire life. Do you guys feel more comfortable doing festivals, or are you more comfortable when you do club gigs?
I would do a festival every day if I could.
Really?
Yeah. It's just so fun. The adrenaline you get from being up there is like nothing else.
Right. I feel like that's why. And then when you do like the one club gig, you have a really good time because it's like so relaxed and the stakes aren't like so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and we always did. We actually like, I mean, in the end, I think the feedback from Sunset Music Festival has been like incredible.
Yeah.
But like we always hate, like we get off stage and we're always like, God damn it. Like we could have done, so, you know, and so it's like we're very critical of ourselves.
Sure.
So,
well, you have to be. I think that's a mark of a professional. Every show I get done, I'm so mad at myself. I slam crap and then people are like, God, I love the show today. I mean, what did you love about that?
Yeah.
Like, it makes me even doubt them. For
Don't be a man.
You're an idiot if you like that. Don't you like what I do? Note to self, edit that out of this. Well, great. Well, we'll let you guys go. I know that tonight, is it Alex, you're a big Rangers fan?
Oh, yeah.
What a game tonight.
Dude, it's going to be huge. We're going to even the series up right now.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah.
I'll look for you there.
Yeah. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there. I'm wearing my Fish Please shirt and everything. This is a huge game.
I got to find like a Modell's to buy a Rangers jersey or something, because I'm pretty sure you don't sell them at the Tampa Bay
stadium. I heard you can't even go in the stadium.
Well, you can, as long as you're not in any of the club areas. You can go to like the general admin areas, but if you're into the high dollar club areas and you go in with your Ranger stuff, they'll ask you to change it for a Lightning shirt.
Really?
Yeah, they're really protective this year. I don't know why they're doing
That's
it, but
cool.
I
respect that.
Yeah,
for
know?
Sure.
Like
yeah.
You want the place filled with Lightning fans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, listen, continued success to you guys. The AMA on Reddit is going to be today at 4 o'clock. Have a safe flight back. I know you guys have a gig in Vegas, tomorrow?
Yeah.
What a jet set lifestyle you live, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's so tight.
Oh my God. We're not going home for like 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
We were just like, he's like, we're like, where are we going to do laundry? We have to like strategically figure out.
Right.
We're like, wait, our buddy in like San Diego, I think he has a washing machine that we can use. And like, maybe if we like pay him like $50, he'll come get our stuff and wash it for us.
Well, the next time you come to Tampa, you have a washer and dryer at your disposal here.
Oh, thank you.
It's a safe place for you.
Thank you.
That's safe laundry haven.
You don't know how much that means to us.
I do. Just don't mix the colors in the way. I'll end up with anything.
Yeah. Boom.
Chain smokers, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.